This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Modi addressed the 114th edition of Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani today. Speaking during his monthly broadcast, the Prime Minister said, India has become a manufacturing powerhouse due to the Make in India initiative. He said, the poor, the middle class and the MSMEs are getting a lot of benefit from this campaign and it has provided an opportunity to people of every class to showcase their talent. Mr. Modi urged the people to buy Made in India products during the coming festive season. During the program, the Prime Minister highlighted the success of Swachh Bharat Mission, which is going to complete 10 years on the 2nd of the next month. Mr. Modi urged the people to take part in the cleanliness campaign. The Prime Minister pointed towards the changing dynamics of jobs with the emergence of new sectors. He said, the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting has started 25 challenges under the theme Create in India in order to promote talent and creativity. In today's Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi said this episode is especially emotional for him as the program is completing 10 years on the 3rd of October. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today laid the foundation stone, inaugurated and dedicated various projects in Maharashtra worth over 11,200 crore rupees via video conferencing. He inaugurated the Pune metro section from the district court to Swargate, marking the completion of phase 1 of the Pune metro rail project. Prasar Bharati chairman Navneet Sehgal has expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi for appreciating Prasar Bharati, All India Radio and Doordarshan in his Mann Ki Baat address on Akashvani. In a social media post, Mr. Sehgal said, the Prime Minister's appreciation is an inspiration and motivation for Prasar Bharati, Doordarshan and All India Radio and all its employees. He said, they are proud to be associated with Mr. Modi in taking his resolve of nation-building to the masses. Another encounter has started between terrorists and security forces in Thana Mandi subdivision of Rajouri district today. The exchange of fire took place between militants and security forces in Manihal Gali area of Thana Mandi subdivision of Rajouri district in this evening. As per reports, 2 to 3 terrorists are believed to be trapped in the area. LJP President Chirag Paswan has said that his party will contest Jharkhand assembly elections. Talking to reporters in Bokaro, Mr. Paswan said, talks with allies is underway. If positive results come, then party will contest with NDA, otherwise LJP will fight elections on its own. Chirag Paswan said, final decision will be taken after meeting with state leaders in this regard. In Bihar, several incidents of breach and seepage have been reported on embankments due to pressure of flood water in Supol, West Champaran, Sitamarhi and Shiohar districts. High pressure is being witnessed on embankments following the massive discharge from Kosi and Gandak barrages. More than 1.5 lakh people have been affected by flood after massive discharge of water from 2 major barrages of the state. Meanwhile, the centre has assured all possible assistance to the Bihar government to tackle the crisis of flood. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai today reviewed the flood situation in Bihar at Patna. The Supreme Court is slated to hear tomorrow the suo motu cognizance of the rape and murder of a junior doctor at the state-run R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. As per the cost list published on the Supreme Court's website, a 3-judge bench headed by CJI D.Y. Chandrachud will resume hearing the case suo motu on September 30th. Nepal's Home Ministry has confirmed that 132 people have died due to flood, landslide, inundation and natural disaster incidents. The ministry said that so far 68 people have been killed due to disaster incidents in Kathmandu Valley. The Israeli military has announced that a strike in Beirut killed Hezbollah chief Hassan Nasrallah and eliminated more than 20 other members of the Lebanese armed group. In cricket, the play on day 3 of the second test between India and Bangladesh in Kanpur has been called off due to wet outfield. Overnight rain had also delayed the start on the third day of the weather-hit second test. That's the end of this news bulletin.